20 minutes shy of 4 o'clock on this Monday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's the Ultimate Warrior thing. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to play that or not, given all that's going on with the Cavs and the Warriors right now.
That's good, right? Yeah.
You know what? I enjoy it. It's not a bad song.
Yeah, it's a good
works,
one.
Right?
Yeah, I'm
we
not superstitious.
Cruising along on a Monday here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, a lot of interesting things happening in and around this area. It's one of the things I love about this time of the year. I mean, the summer really kind of opens things up. Mm-hmm. Folks are out and about doing a number of different things. Coming up in a couple of weeks, the United Way hosting an event called Spellebrate. You think you could spell Spellebrate?
Dude, I can't spell anything. So I'm going to go with no. I don't know. I might be able to do it.
All right. Well, here to tell us more about the Spellebrate event, a guy I'm very confident could spell Spellebrate, is Ryan Aroney with United Way. Ryan, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be on with you.
Well, we're happy that you've got some time to spend with us here on a Monday, and I want you to tell us all about this Spellebrate event. I know that you guys are looking for some teams, and it's one of these events where it's just a place to go and have a really good time. Even if you can't spell, this is a place where it's, yeah, sure, it's a competition, but it's pretty laid back, and it should be a fun time had by all.
Exactly right. Yeah, this is the second year we've done this fundraiser, Spellebrate Lorain County. And it's a team-based spelling competition, so teams of four will get together and compete against each other. But just like you said, it's very informal. It's laid back. It's just meant to be a fun time, a way to celebrate all that's great in Lorain County, raise some money, support a good cause. But most especially, just have fun and a very unique night out. So when we set to create this event last year, kind of the key words for us were different, unique, fun, and we think we've landed on something pretty creative that hopefully the community will continue to rally behind.
Well, you mentioned that this is the second year for this fundraising event, and give us an idea as to how this idea all came about. You mentioned that last year you guys were looking for something that was fun, that was different, and something that people could get behind. Talk about how this idea came about.
Sure. Well, the event is particularly to support Lorain County Volunteer Connection, which is a partnership between United Way and Hands On Northeast Ohio. So just from the beginning, it was the partnership is unique, and the work that we do is fun. And so those two things kind of lended itself. What can we do that highlights this unique partnership and this fun work that we get to do? So those keywords kept coming up. And we really, as we brainstormed, we wanted it to be different. We didn't want it to be just another fundraiser event that everybody goes to. We didn't want to compete against events that were already happening in Lorain County. So we didn't want a gala. We didn't want a golf outing or some of the other trivia nights that are out there. So really, we just kind of brainstormed. We landed on the spelling bee as a fun idea. And we just started making stuff up as we went and throwing stuff against the wall and see what stuck. And ultimately, we came up with this Spellebrate Lorain County. And we added in some unique dimensions where not only is the team competition, but spectators can come and actually have a chance to win as well. So if you're not a good speller and you don't want to play on a team, you can actually come just as a spectator. You get dinner and a drink out of it, and you still have a chance to win based on the way we set up the game. So it's a lot of fun all around, and everybody can participate in one way or another.
Ryan, I had the opportunity to cover this last year with Craig Adams. We were out there checking things out, and you mentioned it's fun, and it's kind of a different spelling bee. So for those out there, at least from what I recall last year, it's not everyone stepping to the mic and spelling. You guys add the team effect into it. Everyone kind of got to work together on that one. And then, if I recall, people were allowed to vote for team names. Are you guys sort of doing that same format this year?
We are, yeah. So there's a lot of fun in it. So, yeah, the first part, we came up with that thought of let's do it as a team competition, for one, to, you know, give you the opportunity to bounce ideas off each other and strengthen numbers. But honestly, the other thought behind that was just to protect people's egos. Yes. We didn't want you to stand up by yourself with a microphone and a crowd full of people and you get the word wrong and you feel like you're, you know, dumb. So having the team there kind of protects you, and if you get the word wrong, nobody knows whose idea it was.
Sure.
It was the team that submitted the word.
Yeah, because I believe our own Tim Alcorn participated last year, and I think that was big right there for him.
Exactly. He did participate, and it was that. You know, the first thing we say when we talk to people about a spelling bee is, just like you guys just said on the air, oh, man, I can't spell anything. And so they kind of retreat back, and we say, well, hey, listen to how we're doing it. And once we kind of explain the rules, people soften up a little bit and realize this isn't the second grade or the fifth grade spelling bee. You know, you can have some fun with it. Mm-hmm. And with the team names, we really encourage the teams who are playing to come up with a theme, have a fun name, maybe even dress up in a theme costumes or just have some fun with it. And then you actually provide your own walk-up music in the spirit of the Cleveland Indians and all the wrestlers. You mentioned the Ultimate Warrior, kind of having some theme music playing when you get introduced. So we make a big thing out of it. And then the crowd, they actually get to put themselves with a team that they want to support. And so they really, if you're a spectator, you align yourself with a team. And as that team advances in the game, you move along with them with the ability to win prizes based on that team that you're supporting winning the spelling bee.
Cool.
So that's kind of where that competitiveness for the teams comes in, but from the audience and the spectators, you get the ability to win based on your favorite teams advancing as well.
Now, if I show up and I don't like my team, can I vote for somebody else's team? Am I allowed to do that?
You can. There are different points in the game where you can actually opt into a new team. So if you see that your favorite team is just struggling and they're falling off the standings, you can go pick a different team and get in on a new raffle. So there's lots of opportunities to have some fun and protect your ability to win prizes. Because ultimately, you know, we want to support a good cause, but I think all of us want to try to win something as well.
Sure. I love these rules here.
Oh, these are fantastic, man. I had no idea that this much went into it. This sounds really, really fun. We're talking with Ryan Aroney of the United Way about the Spellebrate event. And if you could run through those details again with us, Ryan, I know it's June 22nd, correct?
It is. It's Thursday evening, June 22nd. It starts at 6 o'clock. We're at the Emerald Event Center in Avon, right there at the new Residence Inn Hotel, just off of I-90, near the Cleveland Clinic. It's a beautiful facility, and it's just an opportunity for hopefully people to come see a new great facility in Lorain County, but also support United Way, Hands On Northeast Ohio. And the proceeds specifically go to Lorain County Volunteer Connection, which is essentially the volunteer center of United Way here in Lorain County. And so when we go out and do these projects at different agencies and with different parks and cities throughout Lorain County, we provide the supplies. So if it's building a new bench and a new picnic table and painting and mulching and planting flowers, all of those supplies we provide. And also we partner with agencies to do ongoing managed volunteer projects. So we find volunteers and we put them into hard-to-fill projects. And so all of this work really takes resources and takes time and takes money. And so specifically, the proceeds from Spellebrate Lorain County will go to those supplies and to those ongoing managed volunteer projects so we can ultimately get more work done in Lorain County and do it through the power of volunteers.
Wow, great stuff. And then you mentioned that there's food and drink involved in this event too, correct?
There is. So individual spectator tickets cost $30. And for that $30, you get a dinner, a buffet-style dinner, and you get a drink ticket, good for alcohol or non-alcohol at the bar. And then teams of four, the registration fee is $200 for four players to play, and each of those four players will also get the dinner and a drink ticket. So ultimately, it's a pretty good deal to come out and have a nice night out, have some fun, and have opportunities to win.
Well, yeah, you're going to have a great time. You're going there to support a great cause, and you can have a ton of fun along the way, too. You guys have done a nice job with the process of this. You mentioned you can come up with your own team walkout song. I mean, you can come up with your own big fan base, too. I mean, the fact that you guys actually have spectators following along, if you're a spectator, I'm assuming you can come up with your own chants in the whole nine yards. You can make signs, too, right?
You absolutely can, and that's what we want. We don't want the traditional spelling bee crowd where it's really quiet. We encourage the opposite of that. We want people to be rowdy and have a good time. Actually, we had noisemakers at the table last year, so we want people to come out and have a good time. And when you're a team in the competition, we actually encourage them to bring spectators with them. because at different points in the game, you can get saved. So if you're a terrible speller and you're about to get eliminated from the game, your spectators in the crowd, through a raffle, can actually pay to have you advance into the next round. So really, if you're a team, the more spectators you have, the more friends and family you have in the crowd, the better your chances of winning. So it's unique, it's different, and ultimately the grand prize for the team who wins the spelling bee is a $1,000 prize. So it's pretty big stakes at hand, and then you've got the raffle that the spectators can win as well.
Wow, that's really good stuff. Again, we're talking with Ryan Aroney of the United Way about the Spellebrate event. Ryan, for those who are out there listening right now wondering how they can get involved and how they can find out about participating or just showing up and spectating to this event, what are some phone numbers and email addresses or websites that they can go to see how they can get more involved?
There are a couple of ways. There's actually an event website that's set up to process the payments of the tickets, and that is Spellebrate.eventbrite.com, and I will spell Spellebrate for you. It is S-P-E-L-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. And you could always call the United Way office, and our number is 440-277-6530, and we can take registrations over the phone as well.
Awesome stuff. Well, that sounds like a blast. I mean, I know the folks here at WEOL were thinking about putting a team together. They're trying to think of some creative team names, things like that. I need you to be my witness, though. It was Matt Douglas who tried to throw the big boss under the bus from this Spellebrate event last year. Not me. I didn't say anything about Mr. Alcorn. I believe it was Matt Douglas who put him on the spot.
There's a reason we all got in radio. I'm just saying, not print media. Yeah.
As long as it sounds like we spelled it right.
Mm-hmm. We are looking forward to having the WEOL team there again. And actually, Bruce Van Dyke from the morning show is our official pronouncer. He's got the experience as being a script spelling bee pronouncer, and so we've borrowed that expertise and brought him over. So he will be the person reading the words aloud to the spelling teams.
Wow. Well, this should be a lot of fun. It sounds really, really awesome. Ryan, thank you very much for giving us some of your time, and best of luck with that event. That sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun for everybody that shows up.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Boy, tell you what, man, that sounds like an absolute blast.
Yeah, it was last year. I'll tell you, I got the opportunity to cover it, like I said, with Craig Adams. So if you're looking for something to do that night, I'm telling you, you'll have a good time.
Absolutely. Ryan Aroney of the United Way talking all about the Spellebrate event coming up here in a couple of weeks. Hey, if you're thinking about it, check it out. Get your own walk-up song. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can bring your own group of fans with you. They'll make signs. They'll think of some chants. That's cool stuff. Very good stuff. We need to get a break in. Matt and I will return after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon.